Ndebele.
So kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zihlobo siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu kustudio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 1 lwezi 2021 uProphetess Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Sikujabula lokho kukhona. President wethu umongameli wasele Zimbabwe ubaba uComrade Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. He's making history. Into evele engenzakalanga okweminyaka engu-25 edlulileyo. Nangu uyethekelela iUnited Kingdom.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ufike izolo emhlanganeni weUnited Nations Climate Change Conference eGlasgow kwele Scotland, lapho ahlangabezwe inkokheli yeZANU-PF.
Lapha eklinika leyi esibuye kiyo eseRobert Sinyoka sikhululeke kuyo, siyathaba njalo ngokuba iyaselapha mahhala singelambadala.
Abogatsha lwezempilakahle abamanyeni labekhansili yakoBulawayo ukuqhuba uhlelo lokuhlola uzulu umkhuhlane wofuba ole-tuberculosis kungelambadalo. Abaphatheke kumkhankaso wokulwela amalungelo ababulawayo imikhuhlane yengqondo iningi labo kungabasinda kiyo. Bathi sikhona isidingo sokufundisa abenkolo ezijiyeneyo ukugoqela olwesikristu nolwesintu ngezemikhuhlane yengqondo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lezo zizwa kulo msakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ufike izolo emhlanganeni weUnited Nations Climate Change Conference eGlasgow kwele Scotland, lapho ahlangabezwe inkokheli yeZANU-PF labanye abakade betshengisela besola ukuza kwakhe emhlanganweni oweCOP26. UMnumzana Nick Mangwana, umabhalane omkhulu ogadela lokwethulwa kwemibiko, ulobe enkundleni yokuxhumana eTwitter ethi Mnangagwa ukhangelele lokwethula umbiko kulomhlangano oveza ukufiswa nguhulumende wakhe ekuphunguleni ukoniwa kumkhathi okudala ukungani kuhle kwesiZulu, indlala lokunye. Nkosi yazitafara sibongile Moyo Majamuse ukuhlangothi lwabesifazane kuZANU-PF eBhilithane. Inake uthi bayakujabulela ukubuya kukaMnangagwa eScotland.
Namhlanje sikhona kwele United Kingdom esigabeni seGlasgow eScotland. Athi kuyadatshulwa lamabhatshi, hayi, sikujabula lokho kukhona. President wethu umongameli wasele Zimbabwe ubaba uComrade Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. He's making history. Into evele engenzakalanga okweminyaka engu-25 edlulileyo. Nangu uyethekelela iUnited Kingdom. Umongameli ukhangelelwe ukubana efika ecele amazwe angentshonalanga ukubana ekhuphe ama-sanctions against ilizwe lakithi eleZimbabwe. Ngoba kunjalo singazake senisele ukuthi silwisane lalokhu okuphuma ku-climate change okwenzakale ilizwe lonke jikelele. Singabambana labanye lamanye amazwe wonke ekukhulumeni, sibe lazo zonke izinto ezokuthi singenza, kodwa nxa ama-sanction elokhu esibophile esibambile kukhanya kuzoba nzima kwele Zimbabwe.
Ye, akusitshele mama ukuthi bathini abanye abantu ngokuza kwaMnangagwa khonapho ke kwele Scotland.
Sijabula kakhulu, nanko kuyabhebha sibili, kuyabhebha eGlasgow. Sebegcwele abantwana bomhlabathi abalande ukuzejabula bemukela ubaba bethi hayi, sithabile ngaso lesi senzakalo esingazange sisibone iminyaka isize ibe ngamachumi amabili lanhlanu.
Nkosikazi Tafara sibongile Moyo Majamuse uhlangothi lwabesifazana kuZANU-PF eBhilithane, lapho limuze xoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseGlasgow khona ngale ngaseScotland. UGibbs uphinde waxoxa loMnumzana Phanyika Karimanzira owenhlanganiso ye-Restoration of Human Rights in Zimbabwe elamalunga atshengisela phandle kwendawo lapho kwenzelwa khona umhlangano weCOP26.
Sina amaZimbabweni siyakhonona ngoba sithi khona uMnangagwa kumelanga abe lapha ngoba indawo zeclimate vele kazazi into azenza eZimbabwe ukubulala ivele umhlaba lani okuba ongahambelani leclimate. Njalo thina siyakhonona sithi uMnangagwa yi-dictator ngumbulali umuntu othunguluza abantu akula ukunandelela ama human rights eZimbabwe. So siyakhonona kakhulu njalo sikhumbula iVukura Hunti wabulala abantu abaningi njalo iminyaka yonke edlulileyo uBhizi yabulala abantu njalo sikhuluma ngecorruption ikaMnangagwa imali eZimbabwe isiwa nguye ngezinini zakhe ngabangane bakhe abalutshwana sikhuluma ngokuningi esikhonona ngakho ngoMnangagwa eyinye futhi indaba esingayithandiyo ngoMnangagwa indaba yokuthi khona eZimbabwe akusela rule of law injustice ayikho njele sikhonona ngokuningi sithi uMnangagwa akumelanga abe la njalo ukubuya kwake lapha uMnangagwa wabuya labantu abayidlula 100 imali ephume khonapho abayisebenzisileyo idlula $16 million. Imali yona leyo imali ibingasebenza ukulungisa izinto ezibhedlela kumbe ezikolo lani lani into eziningi ezingalunganga eZimbabwe but bona uyabuya lapha labantu abaningi bezokudla imali bedlalisa imali.
UMnumzana Banyika Karimanzira wenhlanganiso ye-Restoration of Human Rights in Zimbabwe uxoxele uGibbs Dube eseGlasgow eScotland. Lokhu kusekelwa nguMnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa akukhulumileyo ongumsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MTC Alliance.
Abantu ilizwe lonke jikelele bayakwazi ukuthi i-human rights record eZimbabwe ayilunganga. Abantu bayacatshwa, abantu bayabotshwa mahlayana, bayabulawa mahlayana, bayabulawa, abaphiwa ama-bail. Khathesi abantu bahamba betshisa izimota, besenza ama-road blocks, namapholisa awala ndaba lakho, akula rule of law. Yinto zahlangana layo ngikhona ngale ukuthi hamba uyelungise ekhaya phapha Juba, ubuyele kwenu ufike ulungise ama-human rights ukuhlala kuhle kwabantu lokudingela abantu imisebenzi, hatshi ukuza ngapha kuze sivakatshela nje singathi i-vacation. Khonoku ukuthi uhambe labantu aba-over 100 yi-expense yethu thina esibhadala ama-tax. Asiyabuza ukuthi kanti ngobani abahambileyo, uzabona ukuthi uhambe izihlobo labantu abangala lutho lezomkhathi. Kuyasiyangisa lokhu ngoba imali yeZimbabwe abantu laba bayafika baphiwa ama-pediums, baphiwa ama-allowances, baphiwa ukudla, thina ama-taxpayers ngapha sifika ingqwiqi zomlomo. Hatshi akusithabisanga, kodwa ke yena sewuya uyafunda njengomuntu oqalisayo futhi layeke vakatshe esithi i-vacation.
UMnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MTC Alliance uxoxele uGibbs Dube eWubulawayo. Kunjalo nje uyakhala uZulu weZimbabwe ngodubo lokuguquka komkhathi osokudala ukungani kuhle kwezulu, ukusilela kwamanzi okunatha lamadlelo osokuphazamisa kakhulu umsebenzi wokulima lokunye. UGibbs Dube usetshulela lolu daba.
Abantu abaningi basalikhumbula izulu lesikhukhula uCyclone Eileen kanye loCyclone Ida okwabulala abantu, waphindisa izakhiwo njalo uZulu wathelwa ngamabele wonke emasimini. Kayisikho kodwa lokhu, njengoba abantu bekhala ngendlala, ukuswelakala kwamanzi lokunye okuthiwa kudalwa yikukhudumala komkhathi. Bayakhala abalimi ngokwenzakala elizweni lemhlabeni wonke jikelele. Omunye wabo ofuya inkomo, uMnumzana Mateus Banda.
Climate change leya isa awusakwazi ukuthi izulu liqala nini ukuna, kusakaza sasithi ngesikhathi esinje izulu liyaqala ukuna ngabo November December. Manje izulu liyakhona ukuthi line ngabo January kumbe line elimasinyane, so uzokunzima ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi ungalungiselela kanjani. Lohlupho lokushoda kwamanzi manje ezinkomeni, lokushoda kwamadlelo ngoba inkomo zothola ukuthi manje sezicakile, inkomo zishoda amadlelo, izulu liyaphuza ukuna kumbe liphangise, inkomo zezicaka, inkomo ziba lemkhuhlane emnene.
Lokhu kusekelwa nguMnumzana Dumisani Nyoni osebenza kuhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezokulima ole-agritex.
Ukuguquka kwesimo somkhathi xa sikhangele kwizwekazi leZimbabwe, kakhulukazi kuluhlu lwethu lwe-Matabeleland, sinanzelela ukuthi isikhathi sehlobo lapho esikhangelele ukuthola khona izulu izulu lethu selilutshwana line ngesikhathi esifitshane okutsho ukuthi lokho sokuthi i-season length ithuba esilalo elokuthi silime sivuthise izilimo selehlile lokho njalo kubuye kuhlangane lokuthi phakathi kwesikhathi lisina izulu kuba lesikhathi lapho elima khona kuchise bese kuthi ngesilungu ngama mid season dry spells ayanda ayakhula ubude liyena lesizulu te mhlawumbe line kufika uzibandlela uJanuwari lihamba inyanga yonke 30 days kungalazulu ngisho libe selibuya kube sokusitsho ukuthi lokho esiyabe sikulimile kuyabe sokuchile.
Umnumzana Everson Ndlovu obona ngezokuguquka komkhathi lokunceda uzulu ohluphekileyo kuhlelo lwe-disaster management ekolitshini le-National University of Science and Technology uthi ukudumala komkhathi kudala umonakalo omangalisayo emhlabeni wonke jikelele kanye nakweleZimbabwe.
Ukusulakela kwamanzi, omama labantwana kakhulu bahamba imango emide okuyadinga amanzi. I-climate change lesikhuluma ngayo ayilimazanga kuphela izifuyo nokuswelakala kokudla, kakanti izihlahla lazo ziphelile. Sesibone futhi ukusukuma kwezihlahla, kubukumila kwezihlahla ebekade zingekho izulu, esingathini ngesilungu i-invasion of ama-alien species awezihlahla esizisiba khona, zibuye futhi zinjalo zithathele le nkomo zethu lezifuyo zethu amadlelo.
ELeZimbabwe likhangelelwe ukuba liza kwethula amaqhinga alo okulisana lokukhudumala komkhathi emhlanganweni we-United Nations Climate Change Conference wenzelwa eScotland okwamanje. Kodwa eLeZimbabwe likhala ngokuswelakala kwemali yokuqhuba inhlelo ezijeneyo ezihambelana lalokhu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, nginguKip Stube.
Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930, 6170, 7270, 6040 naku 15460 kHz ku-short wave.
EZimbabwe inani lasebehloliwe batholakala bele-COVID-19 lokhu lolu bhubhane loqhamukayo ngombebhithi onyakenye selikunkulungwane ezedlula ezilikhulu 132,977 okugoqela abantu asebephephe kulo mkhuhlane asebezinkulungwane ezedlula ikhulu 127,700 kwafa inkulungwane ezedlula ezine lengxenye 4,678. Kunje abantu asebenelise uhlatshwa ijekiseni yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 sebesedlula izigidi ezintathu 3.3 million, kodwa abayizigidi ezidlula ezimbili lengxenye babo 2.6 million yibo asebehlatshiwe amajekiseni wonke omabili. Abogatsha lwezempilakahle bamanyane labekhansili yakoBulawayo ukuqhuba uhlelo lokuhlola uzulu umkhuhlane wofuba oletuberculosis kungelambadalo. Uhlelo lolu luqale namhla njalo luzaphela mhlaka-10 lwezi. Ubathabele Masuku usejulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abohlangothi olwe-National Tuberculosis Control Program babambisana labogatsha lwezempilakahle kukhansili yakoBulawayo bahlela umkhankaso wokuhlola abantu umkhuhlane we-TB kungelambadalo endaweni ezichiyeneyo zakoBulawayo. Unkosikazi Florence Dube, umhlali wakoBulawayo, uthi bayajabula ukuthi kube lohlelo lokuthi belatshwe mahala
lapha eklinika leyi esibuye kiyo eseRobert Sinyoka. Sikhululeke kuyo, siyathaba njalo ngokuba iyaselapha mahala singelambadalo. Namhla ukuze sifike lapha sifikiswe ukuthi uthola checker i-TB lama-asima labuchukela konke bayachecka.
Unkosikazi Eniphiri, omunye wabahambe ukuyahlola, uthi bebesehlulwa yimali ukuthi bahambe e-Kamit Clinic bayehlolwa.
Ngize lapha ukuzechekwa i-chest, le problem ye-chest, lobhudamu uzehlolwa i-TB. Kahle kuseze sasukuma ukuthi ama-problems esinawo okugula, but imali yokuthi sihambe siye ezibhedlela kumbe kubo Kamit Clinic, imali yokuthesta ama-test la ama-X-ray yiyo esingelayo. Into esenze sasukuma ukuthi bathenge kwamahhala lapho esigijime khona sabuya ngapha ukuthi nathi sizethola ukuhlolwa kwamahhala lo ngoba singakhona ukuthi sibhadale imali esibhedlela ezinkulu.
Unkosikazi Janet Mvundla, umhlali weRobert Sinyoka, uthi wake wabanjwa umkhuhlane wofuba kodwa wehlulwa imali ukuba ayehlolisiswa.
Ngokucalisa ukuthi ngikhule ngibulawa yi-TB, ngingakwanisi ukuhamba ukuthi ngingafika ngathithi ngathi ngihambe ekliniki ngithi ngifuna ukuyolatshwa, ngifuneka imali uhambe uyothatha i-X-ray khona imali akhona idwa. Kathesi sengicalisa butsha futhi ukuthi ngibuye futhi njengizwa ukuthi ikhona ikliniki yamahhala ukuthi ngizobonana labo ukuthi nganti sokuvukile futhi.
Unkosikazi Suku Oluhle Mthethwa, isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo, uthi ikhansili yenze kuhle kakhulu.
Sinokuthaba kakhulu ukuthi kube nomkhankaso wokuhlola abantu mahhala kungela mbadala. Singananzelela iningi labantu bebesesile ukuyahlolwa, abanye abazi bahambe sekulethe ukuyahlolwa kuze kugcine kulahleka impilo. Isifiso sethu ngesokuthi bakwenze unyaka yonke njalo ndawo zonke.
Kumbiko owethulwe ngabekhansili yakoBulawayo izolo, uZulu ukhuthazwe ukuthi abadala asebele minyaka engamashumi ayisithupha lanhlanu yokuzalwa, abahlala endaweni ezimiyeneyo, abantwana abangondlekanga, abagula umkhuhlane wethukela, izisebenzi zezempilakahle, abasebenza emajele, izibotshwa, abasanda kukhululwa emajele, abake bondla izigulane zomkhuhlane wofuka, izisebenzi zezempilakahle, abemba imigodi yegolide, bahambe bayehlolwa. Labo abalezibonakaliso ezigoqela ukuginqa ebusuku, uphepha kanye labaphila legcikwane lengculaza ele-HIV, labo bakhuthazwa ukuyahlola. UZulu ukhuthazwe ukuthi ahambe endaweni eziseduze lalapho ahlala khona ukuze ayehlola i-TB. NgoMvulo, abahlolayo bayabe bese-Robert Sinyoka, ngolwesibili e-Old Phumula Shops, kuthi mhlaka 3 Lwezi bayabe besengozi mine, emagwegwe mhlaka 4, kuthi mhlaka 6 lo 7 bazabe bekhangele iCountry Park, kuthi mhlaka 8 eFusini Shops, emzilikazi ngelanga lokugcina mhlaka 10 eKhilani Squatter Camp. Ngimele Studio 7 koBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Live talk lamhlanje sikhangela isimo sokumelana le coronavirus eZimbabwe kanye lohlelo lokuhlaba abantu ijekiseni ye-COVID-19 vaccine. Sikhangele kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane.
Umongameli Joe Biden weleMelika uveze ukudana kwakhe ngokuthi ele Russia lele China akavezi ukuzinikela kwalawo mazwe ekulungisiseni umonakalo odalwa yikonakala ngomkhathi. Lokhu kusho ngemva komhlangano we-G20 owenzelwe eRome ngempela sonto. Okwamanje umongameli Biden useseScotland emhlanganweni ophathelane lezo mkhathi. Inkokheli yele Russia leye China ibikwa ingayanga emhlanganweni lo. Unobhala obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko eScotland sikamongameli weleMelika White House, uJen Psaki, ubike ngesonto ukuba uhlolwe wafunyanywa ele coronavirus. USaki uthe ugcine ukuba duzane lo mongameli Joe Biden ngolwesibili olwedluleyo, lapho abakade bemekhatshana lakhatshana i-social distancing, njalo bonke begqoke ama-mask. Abezindaba be-Associated Press babika ukuba uJoe Biden uhlolwe ngomgqibelo ukuthi angabe elayo i-coronavirus na, kodwa ubikwa etholakala engelalo leli gcikwane.
Abaphatheke kumikhankaso yokulela amalungelo ababulawa yimikhuhlane yengqondo, iningi labo kungabasindakiyo, bathi sikhona isidingo esikhulu sokufundisa abenkolo ezitshiyeneyo ezigoqela olwesiKristu lolwesintu ngendaba zemikhuhlane yengqondo, ngoba abanye babo bengelalo ulwazi phezu kwemihlobo etshiyeneyo yale mikhuhlane. Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
Lokho ngokunye kokuvezwe emhlanganweni owenzelwe enkundleni zebulenjini wokuhlaziya imikhuhlane yengqondo elizweni. Owe Daily News Mental Health Crisis in Zimbabwe webinar phansi kwesihloko esithi Zimbabwe and Mental Health Issues, the Beginning of Candid Conversations. Umkhokeli wenhlanganiso eye Obsessive Compulsive Disorder OCD enguye njalo owayisungulayo unkosikazi Angelini Mkorongo ngomunye wabaphatheke kulolu hlelo. Uthi wasinda kumkhuhlane we-OCD unkosikazi Mkorongo ngemva kokudonsa iminyaka edlula engamachumi amathathu engazi ukuthi ulawo njalo eswela usizo izo zonke indawo.
And people with OCD in Zimbabwe are known as vanishavirenjuso. And it saddens me that some churches
abantu abale OCD eZimbabwe kwandise ukuthiwa balendlozi. Kuyangidanisa kakhulu ukubona abezinye inkonzo amaprofite aseziphilisa ngalolu dubo lwabantu ababulawa ingqondo ohlobo lwe-OCD. Abanye kabavumi ukuthi ngumkhuhlane, kababatsheli abantu iqiniso ngalesi simo efuna abantu baqhubeke bekholwa ukuthi balamadimoni.
And therefore you find that people are really suffering.
Unkosikazi Tezimoyo okhonza ebandleni le-United Evangelical Church uthi kuliqiniso ukuthiwo ngasebake bahlaselwa ngumkhuhlane wengqondo kundlela abaphathwa ngayo ngabezenkolo ezijiyeneyo.
Ngoba kwesinye isikhathi njengabantu abakhonzayo singakubona kungaqakathekanga. Yekuhle ukuba sathandaza, kodwa kunjalo kuhle njalo ukuthi usebenzise ulwazi lwamadokotela ukuze sincede impilo zethu.
Obe ngumhlonitshwa kulolu hlelo uDr Khudzo Mamuka, umqondisi ehlangothini olubona ngezokuqhutshwa kwenhlelo enhlanganisweni esebenzisana lababulawa yimikhuhlane yengqondo eye the Fellowship Bench Association, ulandisa kabanzi ngokuphathwa kwesimo semikhuhlane yengqondo elizweni.
Sadly in Zimbabwe we only have 19 registered psychiatrists and less than 20 clinical psychologists who are the professionals regarded.
Okulusizi eZimbabwe yikuba silengcwethi zezempilakahle ezilithumi lasitshiyagalolunye lama-clinical psychologists onani labo liphansi kwamachumi amabili okuyizona ngcwethi ezikhangelelwe ukusiza kule inkinga.
In AV for every 900,000 Zimbabweans.
Ingcwethi kwezempilakahle ziveza ukuba ubhubhane lwe-COVID-19 lungakaqhamuki. Oyedwa phakathi kwabathathu, 1 in 3 people, wayengowake wahlaselwa ngumkhuhlane wengqondo okunjengowe-depression, luba ukhathazeka, i-anxiety okungaba kanye empilweni yakhe. Okwamanje bathi seliqongile leli nani kubangelwa zinkinga esezilethwe yikuqhamuka kwalolu bhubhane nyakenye ngesilinganiso sokungamachumi amathathu ekhulwini 30%. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Namhlanje izizalwane zabo leSouth Africa ziphume ngobuningi zisiyavota ekhethweni lokudinga inkokheli zezabelo, iningi labo kungamakhansela. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kweleSouth Africa.
Iningi labavoti bavuke ngovivi besiyaphosa ivoti labo ukukhetha inkokheli ezabamela kumawadi abo. Ugogo Agnes Magama ngomunye wabakade sebevotile kusiyatshaya u-9 o'clock ekuseni. Yena-ke akazange akufihle ukuthi uvotele ibandla elibusayo ele-African National Congress, ANC.
Manje sihlukuhamba nasho zethuse nayo yona iyasenzele sithole o-grozas nezingubo.
Kodwa kumnumzana Nyambeni Mboneng, yena ovotele ukushini leSoweto laye okubeke kwacaca ukuthi uvotele ibandla le-Economic Freedom Fighters, uthe akakuzwisisi ukuthi kungani abantu belokhu bevotela ibandla le-ANC.
Akuna manzi, akuna gesi. Into ye-simple, I mean, in 27 years, sasizokhuluma ngento yamanzi nento zokusala, so yabona, that's why ngijaya. If ukhona umuntu azoyivotele ANC after this, ayi angazi ukuthi kufunekani.
Inengi-ke labavoti bathi kukhetho lwalo nyaka bavotela amabandla azabalethela amagetsi amahala amanzi nokubakhela izindlu. Ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho kwele-South Africa e-Independent Electoral Commission ithi ukhetho lwalomhlanje luqhutshwe ngendlela encomekayo kakhulu. Umgcinihlalo walekomishini umnumzana Glenn Mashinini utshela bezindaba ukuthi indawo eziningi bayathokoza kakhulu ngendlela ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngayo.
Over 99% of the 23,148 voting stations opened on time, with many voters already waiting to vote before 7 a.m. In general, voting is progressing well across the country. The logistical arrangements are holding very well.
Selokhu amalungiselelo alolukhetho eqalile ayikho imbiko yenkokheli zamabandla aphikisayo ezibotshiweyo, kanti ke kayikho njalo imbiko yemikhankaso echithwe ngamapholisa. Le yinto esizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Bongani Nyathi athi kufanele ingconywe kakhulu.
Singathi ukhetho lolube lukhululekile, ikakhulu masikhangela inhlanganiso eyiyo ephathi ukhetho, inhlanganiso yama elections, Independent Electoral Commission. Le nhlanganiso izimele, ayithathi hlangothi kwezepolitiki. Lokhu kunomthelela omkhulu kakhulu ekuthini ukhetho lukhululekile noma hayi.
Likomishini ibike ukuthi kube nezehlakalo zabantu abebetshengisela befuna ukuvimba ukuqhutshwa kokhetho endaweni zabo, kodwa iyakuqeda lokho. Kube njalo lomunye obotshiweyo obanjwe egcwalisa ibhokisi namavoti ongaziwayo ukuthi avelephi. Ukungazwisisani kwamapholisa lenye intatheli zindaba kubangele ukuthi ibotshwe, kodwa kwagcina ekhululwe ngemva kokungenela kwekomishini yezokhetho. Kulabantu abafika izigidi ezingamachumi amabili lesithupha 26 million ababhalisele ukuvota kulolu khetho olulamabandla edlula amakhulu amathathu over 300 ancintisanayo. Mestudio 7 Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Kweze midlalo seliphelelwe ngumphako iqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders umncintiswano wengezo yeChibuku Super Cup, kodwa umqeqeshi walo uthembisa okukhulu kwimidlalo yeligi. Kubika uJoseph Njanje.
Iqembu leHighlanders linqotshwe ngeleFC Platinum ye-1 kanyanga ngomgqibelo, kodwa umqeqeshi walo uMandla Mpofu uthi indlela abafana bakhe abadlala ngayo balakho ukwenza izimanga kumncintiswano weligi.
Ngathi
mina sesibumbe iqembu elizwenelisa ukuncintisa kumidlalo yeligi. Emuva siyanciba sibili, kodwa phambili indlela esidlalisa ngayo amathuba kayithokozisi. Kodwa ke sizasebenza gadalala ukuze kuthi kuqala imidlalo yeligi sesesimeni esihle.
Amanye amaqembu adlulele kwisigaba sesemifinal kumncintiswano weChibuku Super Cup ngabalisa iHighlanders iPlatinum, lona elinqobe leChicken Inn nge-2-1, Electronpon Bullets elinqobe leHarare City nge-2-1, kanye leDynamos elinqobe leBlack Rhinos nge-1 kanya. Umqeqeshi weqembu leDynamos uThandeka Indiraya uthi bangabe bobile badlulela kusigaba sesemifinal, kodwa kusamele bazilolonge balungisise indlela abadlala ngayo.
Kule ndingeko yokuba sikhweze amasokisi silungise okungalunganga kungakaqali imidlalo yeligi ngempelaviki, kuhle ukuba senilisile ukunqoba njalo sesifinyelele isigaba esilandelayo, kodwa sekumele siqale ukuqabanga ngemidlalo yeligi yona ezaqala ensukwini ezilandelayo.
Inhlanganiso yePremier Soccer League ikhuphe umbiko ensukwini ezedluleyo isithi imidlalo yeligi izaqala mhla ziyisithupha kunyanga kaLwezi, njalo olumncintiswano weligi uzamiswa ngenyanga kaMpalakazi kusenzelwa ukuba abadlali labo bakholise ikhefu lekhisimusi. Imidlalo izahle inyiswe kudedelwa imidlalo yokudinga intshantshu zezwekazi lase-Afrika ezadlalwa ekuqaleni komnyaka ize iqhubekele phambili lowo mncintiswano ungafika emaphethelweni ngenyanga kaNhlolanja. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM, 4930, 6170, 7270, 6040, laku 15460 kHz ku-short wave.
Singekehlukane sihlobo othi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ufike izolo emhlanganweni we-United Nations Climate Change Conference eGlasgow kwele-Scotland, lapho ahlangabezwe inkokheli yeZANU-PF. Abogatsha lwezempilakahle bamanyane labekansile yakoBulawayo uqhuba uhlelo lokuhlola uzulu umkhuhlane wofuba ole-tuberculosis kungelambadalo. Selugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo umphathiswa Jeremiah ngisithi asidibaneni ngo-4:06 kusasa ekuseni. Abangenelisanga ukuzwa iindaba zethu lela ngokuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.